This is the Hits Radio. Will Manning in the place with my special guest today, Mr. Elia Fox.
Hello.
Do you know what I say every time I play your song? My listeners are probably getting bored of this now, but I say you're the man with the best face in pop.
What?
Is that a bit weird?
No, I'm flattered.
Because last time we spoke, I asked how you can get such an incredible complexion and amazing skin. And you said that it was just through water.
Stay hydrated, man.
Also, last time we spoke, I don't know if you remember this, but I practically forced you into doing an impression of a fox. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I do remember this.
I've got the clip here if you're interested. You interested?
Yeah.
Here we go. Right, here we go. Let's relive that moment. That's you being a fox.
Ah!
There you go, spot on.
Wow.
Out of interest, have you perfected...
That's scary.
It is quite scary.
Ah!
Have you perfected any more impressions since we last spoke?
I think I do a great Robert De Niro.
Okay, I'm interested. Oh, yeah. I'm keen.
This is one I actually took from somewhere else. Robert De Niro reading snarky comments on Twitter.
All right.
Oh, what did Mariah Carey ever do to you? Hey, Robert.
You've been practicing, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
It's quite good, actually, to be fair, mate. I quite like that. Keep it up.
Hey, fisherman, you
can be one of those really bad impressionists that get, like, hired for, like, weddings and stuff.
Yeah. At least I'll probably get hired because I'm bad rather than good.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you not think being an impressionist is a very strange career?
It is. You're just literally making... Well, it's not making fun, is it? It's just being someone else for the whole of your life, which is quite a strange concept.
That's what confused... Because I remember there were always impressionists that came on Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, they were great. But at the same time, it's like, can you capitalise on this?
Probably not. Lifespan's about 5 years, really, isn't it? Anyway, should we talk about you?
I have no idea. Let's do it.
You've been a busy man.
Lifespan is 5 years. What is it, an insect?
I don't know what I'm saying. You've been a busy man recently. You just come off tour with The Wanted.
Yes, it was amazing.
Doing massive arenas across the UK. I actually tried to come and see you in Manchester, and I went, has he been on? And I literally missed you by about 5 minutes.
Oh,
was
man,
it good,
come on.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Manchester was really fun.
Did you have a good time on tour?
I had a great time, man. It was so much fun.
I've also got a question about riders.
Oh yeah,
because I just put in a. I did a gig the other night, and I got asked for a rider for the first time ever. And I was like, oh my god, I could have some fun with this. What do you have on yours?
Do you want to be absolutely honest?
Go for it.
So my tour manager texted me not too long ago. Same. I'll do it in his voice.
So mate, we got to get the riders. You know, we got to get some sort of a rider.
And I said, okay, cool. Just some water's cool, mate. Like,
what? No, you need to get like. Come on, we need something proper. We need, like, some sandwiches. And I was like, oh, all right. Okay, yeah, we need to eat. Okay, just get some sandwiches then, mate.
He's like...
Really?
I was like, oh, yeah, some honey. He's like, okay, I'm rubbish.
You could have anything in the world, and you want water and honey.
I know. Don't worry. If I have a number one, that's going to change.
Oh, yes, make that change.
If my debut album is the number one, you're going to be finding horses carrying pizzas.
Yeah. Did you put any pranks when you're on tour? Because those lads, you know what they're like,
yep.
The Wanted.
Yep.
There
were a ridiculous amount going on. The Vamps kind of started it off, actually, which they beat me to it, which was funny. I think it was like the second day of the tour. Was it the first? It's like the second day. And let's put it this way, it's a bit inappropriate for radio. They left some pretty naughty, naughty things on my dressing room door handle, outside my dressing room, and in my dressing room.
Hang on, what can balance on a door handle? I'm trying to think.
Let's put it this way, it's made of latex.
Okay, right. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. And, I kind of got them back. I gave them a little appetizer.
Oh, really?
I put a bit of ice down their backs, but that was nothing.
Oh, that's playground
even
stuff.
That's playground. That was just the start. That was to keep them on their feet a little.
Okay.
But even though the tour's over, don't worry.
I saw you also sent a tweet out about April Fool's Day. Did you miss the deadline at 12 PM?
I did.
What is going
I'm
on,
so
man? Did you not know the
about
rules?
Every year. But that's not really a day, though, isn't it? That's not really a whole day.
It's not. It should be April Fool's, like 5 hours.
Yeah. It should be called April Fool's Hours.
April Fool's Hours,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think it should end at midnight. I thought it was midnight.
It should be. We should make that happen. We're going to talk to you more. We've also got one of your fans on the phone who has got a burning question for you. What's your favourite song on the charts right now? We'll get it on.
Ooh, Clean Bandit, Rather Be.
Boom. Let's get it on, then we'll chat to Elia a bit more after this. We're a thousand of you, there's no place I'd rather be. This is The Hits Radio with Will Manning.
I'd rather be.
Yeah, oh, beautifully sung. that was Clean Bandit, Rather Be. Elia Fox is in the place.
In the building.
We've got one
in
of your biggest fans. In the establishment, yes. One of your biggest fans, Chelsea, is on the phone right now. Hey, Chelsea, what
hey,
up?
Hey, Chelsea.
Say hello to Elia.
Hi, Elia.
Hey, how are you doing, Chelsea?
I'm
thank you.
You've actually met before, haven't you? I've just been checking out your Twitter picture. You've actually met before, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Where was it where you met?
In Sheffield.
Before a gig?
In Sheffield. Awesome.
Great. OK, well, have you got a question? What's your burning question for Elia, Chelsea?
If you was to do a tour, who would you choose as your support act and why?
I would choose Bruno Mars and One Direction.
That would be a solid tour.
I think they'd definitely be a good support.
That would be a wicked tour.
Might boost the tickets a little.
Who would you want to support Elia Chelsea?
I think that'd be a good tour. I mean, we kind of just did it.
You kind of did just see that, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
You could switch it up, make them support you. Thanks a lot, Chelsea.
It was nice speaking to you.
Bye.
Bye. Right, well, let's talk about your single.
Let's talk about it.
Out on April 13th, A Billion Girls. Mr. Elliot
Not
Fox.
A million.
No, not a million.
2 billion.
A billion.
A billion.
Who was in your mind when you sang this song, please?
You.
Was it me?
No.
You know,
it wasn't about a person in particular. It was about the listener, really. I was thinking, I'd like to make a song which is a little bit a love-struck anthem, as it's been called. It's basically, you know, for whoever's listening, to either relate to it, like about a girl they like or whatever, or if you're a girl, listen to it and kind of make you feel good, make you feel like it's about you.
Yeah, because it does. Because
it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek as well.
Yeah, because I listen to it and think, yeah, that could be about me. It has that desired effect. It could be directed to anyone that's listening.
Yeah, definitely.
I like that. Yeah. And the album's coming out soon, right?
Yes.
Have we got a title
for
that?
Excited. You know what? I just decided it this last week, but I cannot say.
Okay.
It's top secret. And, my tongue, it's just like, just wants to just come out and let loose, you know? But
let it out! Let
Miley
it out.
Cyrus style.
When are we going to find out then?
Pretty soon. I'm sure pretty soon, because it's going to be coming out early summer, and I'm really excited for it.
Okay.
But I guess kind of right now, like, Billion Girls is kind of the thing of the now for
the
me.
Main focus, the main focus.
Exactly. Which you can pre-order on iTunes right now.
Yeah, and it's out this Sunday. So fingers crossed for the Vodafone Big Top 40 on Sunday.
Yes.
And see how it does.
Yeah, excited.
It feels right that we get it on the radio, Fox.
Feels right. So right.
I didn't mean to call you Fox. It just came out.
Hey, no worries, Manning.
Could you please... Yeah, there we go. Could you please do the honour of introducing A Billion Girls on the Hits Radio?
Absolutely. I'm Elliot Fox, and this is A Billion Girls on the Hits Radio.
Thanks, man.